You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Wire.
On to my next piece, I speak to the manager of the Auckland Women's Centre, Leonie Morris, on their thoughts on the sexual violence legislation bill. Originally I had a really, really long conversation this morning with the New Zealand Law Society, Chris Mackey, which I wanted to air today. But because of timing, I felt like better not squeeze that interview into today's show. I'll leave that for Wednesday for Lillian's show, so you can listen to that more. And Chris talks more about some of the concerns he has in regards to the court process, as well as getting into the nitty-gritty kind of legal side of things, and the issues that complainants experience and the difficulties they experience. He works as a Crown prosecutor in Rotorua, so yeah, speaks on a lot of kind of the difficult things people experience in regards to going through the process for that. So this next piece, I speak to Leonie Morris, and I also asked her to respond to some of the concerns that the New Zealand Law Society has in regards to resourcing and funding. I had to edit the piece for brevity, but Leonie also at the end said that the cross-examination process can often feel very belittling and badgering for complainants who go through, and also wanted the bill to be more culturally sensitive and inclusive of our Māori populations especially. I begin by asking Leonie what their stance is in regards to the bill.
Hakarongo mai, it's Māori words, because he waka eke noa,
ihi and wehi, charming powers and X Factor.
Māori, Māori, Māori man, thank you so much.
Yeah, it was all right, you hit the notes, you're working the ihi, but for me, there was no wehi.
Hey, I actually agree with Simon, it was perfect, but I couldn't feel the wehi, make me feel the wehi.
Ihi and wehi, charming powers and X Factor.
Māori words, karawhiua, give it a go.
As a 95BFM listener, I bet you're right about loads of stuff. Loads of stuff other people are just dumb and wrong about. Dumb and wrong, big whiny babies. Not like you. You've got to let your voice be heard. You've got to vote. Vote for the 95BFM Top 10.
Just text VOTE and the name of the track you want to vote for to 5395, or go to 95bfm.com/vote. Easy peasy.
The 95BFM Top 10 with Amelia. The best BFM playlist tunes of the week as chosen by you. Wednesday evenings, 7 to 9, only on 95BFM.
My hugest apologies that little break hit me out of the blue like a truck. I didn't realise there were ads running at that point in time. But yeah, we've got Leonie Morris from the Auckland Women's Centre. And trigger warning reminder again, it's about sexual violence and assault.
We support it. It's bringing in some much needed changes. These changes will reduce the trauma for complainants of sexual violence. It's also important to note that we knew that we needed these changes. In 2009, there was an excellent report done by the Ministry for Women, and it highlighted the need for all these changes, but the government at the time decided not to do anything about that.
The issue of rape myths that are being perpetuated in courts and in society. So I was wondering if you had any thoughts on how to break down those myths.
Yes, and this bill does require judges to intervene around some of the rape myths, but actually not around all of them. And that's one area where we'd like this bill to be extended. So it explicitly says that judges need to intervene if there's an assumption that the woman was somehow invited to rape because of the way she was dressed or because of her behaviour. So that's good that the judge can explain that that's not relevant. The judge can intervene if the judge can talk to the court, sorry, the jury, about how, because one of the strong rape myths is people believe that rape is less serious when committed by somebody that you know, which is really crazy because most rapes are committed, 92% of rapes are committed by people that you know. So if there's any implication by the defence lawyer that it's not that serious because she knew the person, the judge is required to intervene. And then also if the defence lawyer implies that because there's no physical injury, that we can assume there was no rape. So on those three things, this law requires the judge to intervene. We'd like to extend that because the rape myths, there's many of them and they're really run deep through our society. There's a lot that the judge needs to talk to the jury about. For example, that often complainants don't physically resist the attack in any way, and we know that that's because it's very common to either to freeze in that situation. Also, juries have said, well, she didn't seem to be very distressed when she was being cross-examined or giving her impact statement. But we know, of course, that distress can manifest in various ways. And that shouldn't be taken, how distressed she appears shouldn't be taken into account. Likewise, when she reported the rape shouldn't be taken into account. Doesn't mean she's a lack of truthfulness or reliability. Her behaviour after the rape shouldn't be taken into account. And also, really importantly, we need judges to explain to juries that false reports of rape are very, very rare. In fact, they're just at the same level as false reports of grievous bodily harm. That's how low they are. Rape myths is sort of what a lot of rape, sexual violence is all about, the rape myths. And we would like to see, as well in the bill, we'd like to see a lot of commitment from the government to do some preventing sexual violence work. There is some excellent preventing sexual violence work that happens at the moment, but we need multifaceted, multi-pronged, involving every section of society work on this issue. Because sexual violence is extremely prevalent, it's extremely common in New Zealand. 34% of women will experience sexual violence in their lifetime, 12% of men, and 50% of transgender people. So it's an incredibly big problem that we really need to address. And as well as these reforms that are in this bill that are going to make the process of the court processes less traumatising, we actually need to go way more than that and try and prevent sexual violence from happening. And that's, the important part thing that's missing from this bill.
Mm-hmm. And my final question is, it was a difficult conversation I had with the New Zealand Law Society who were supportive of the bill, but they were worried that there weren't enough resources and that the courts were already stretched very thin, and so it would be unsustainable to require pre-recording of all the complainants. And so I just wondered if you had a response to what they said.
Well, there has been a big funding allocation to support the implementation of these reforms. So I wouldn't think that would be a problem. And, it also comes down, to how important do we think it is that complainants have a fair trial, that they receive justice. We know that at the moment only one case of sexual violence in 100 results in a conviction. So the system that we've got at the moment doesn't provide any justice to rape survivors, and in addition to that, it re-traumatises them. Mm. So surely the least we can do is pay for recordings and to ensure fairer trials.
That was Leonie Morris from the Auckland's Women's Centre speaking about the sexual violence legislation bill. And as a reminder, you can call Safe to Talk at 0800 044 334. And also the Auckland Women's Centre have great support and resources in regards to sexual violence and assault. So you can ring them on 09376 3227.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.